It's T.R. Hughes Home Super Bowl week here on Radio Row, driven by Munganass Toyota and Alton. Joe Roderick, Howard Balzer here with you. And we're joined now on this Monday by former Seahawks linebacker Lofa Tatupu and a surprise guest coming along with Lofa. It's former Rams wide receiver Stedman Bailey. Stedman, Lofa, welcome, guys.
Hey. The Ram and the Hawks joining forces.
Right. How many? How many did you guys play against each other?
I think I coached against Stead.
Okay.
Your last year was 15, right? Yeah, 15. It was my first year coaching with the Hawks, so I coached in 15 and 16.
So you never hit him coming across the middle or anything?
I doubt I could have caught this guy.
Stedman, we get started, I was going to say, I'm sure a lot of people in St. Louis want to know how you're doing, how you're feeling.
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Couldn't really be better. I'm blessed to be alive and well and, just really on to new things in life. And, things could always be worse. So I'm just blessed to be alive, blessed to be here, and I'm doing very well.
I know you could talk about it forever, obviously. I know there's been some really good things written. And how to move on from that, like you said, just grateful to be alive, but to move on from that and some of the things we're going to talk about with some of the issues and all that, how tough has that been and all those things?
I will say that it's been tough to just totally leave the game alone. This incident happened to me when I was 25 years old, still very young, just hitting the prime of my career, and then, life happened. But just looking at the big picture and being alive today, I could very much so not be here. So, I count it all joy, and, I just look forward to each and every day that I'm blessed to have.
Before we talk more about the other stuff, it just popped into my head. I think it was against Seattle, although I don't think Lofa was there. Or maybe he was the coach then. That crazy, punt return?
Punt return?
Yeah.
That was one of the classic play. I mean, that should have been on the 100 greatest moments in NFL history. In terms of that play with, faking, that was just, people remember that for a long time. That was an incredible play.
Which play are you talking about? Which one?
Well, it was on a punt return, and it went to, the ball went to one, but there was the punt,
I remember that play. Like for some reason, I thought that happened against the Cowboys. Or did they try it? Was there a punt return? I know which play you're talking about, though.
After we successfully did it. a lot of teams emulated and tried to run the same exact play. So you may have saw that play again.
Who was the main returner?
Sherman did it one time, too.
Yeah, he did. We did. Who was the main returner? Was that
Tavon?
Yes. So Tavon, he ran over to the left.
Yeah.
And which is, it's crazy because John Ryan always, I wasn't with the team, just a fan of football and I love my Hawks. He always, corner kicks to the left.
Right.
And so – well, for everybody, he ran over hard to the other side. Tavon did, waving fair catch, and you were on the gunner, right? On the jammer?
Vice.
Yeah, he was on the vice, and he spun back and went to the spot where John Ryan always kicks it and caught it somewhere around like the 5 or the 10 and took it 90 yards the other way for a touchdown.
That's incredible that you guys were able to pull that off, but John Ryan's such a good punter that you knew exactly where that ball was going to land to be able to pull something like that off.
And film showed that, like he says, our special teams coordinator at the time, John Fossil, brought me and Tavon into a room. It was like, he always had some crazy ideas of different fakes he liked to run. Gutsy kind of guy, which I loved him for it. And showed us like 15 clips once the Seahawks get around 50 yards or so and they're forced to punt. John Ryan would land the ball on the left numbers, like 15 out of 15 clips.
He was that consistent.
As I was looking at the film, like, wow, this is – like you say, it's really consistent that he lands the ball right here. And so coach drew up the play. We got a special return in Tavon Austin, the guy that you don't know what he'll do once he catches the ball. So you definitely need to have all guys flying at him if he's catching the ball.
But to execute that, though,
yeah,
running backwards to catch a punt. I mean, because normally people have a hard enough time just coming up to catch a punt. So, I mean, how was that?
Extraordinary.
And have everybody follow Tavon, even though they knew where the ball was probably headed, but they figured, something must have happened here because you don't really know.
Yeah.
Right. He is a guy that you definitely respect in the return game. So wherever he's going, you want to make sure the swarm of guys are around him. And for myself, it was funny because we actually tried to practice it and practice like twice, and it didn't work out. Either our punter wasn't dropping it where we needed to, or in the other case, I dropped the ball. So,
wow.
It seemed like a play that we were going to kind of throw out for that week. But nevertheless, in the heat of the moment, we got the perfect look. And I remember Coach Fossil coming over to me like, hey, we're going to run this. And I'm just super excited. Like, well, we got everything that we're looking at on tape. So, let's give it a try. And I just remember, like you said, it's tough to catch the ball the way it came down. But from the moment I saw it come off of John's toe, you know, I'm just tracking it. And in my mind, I'm just saying – number one, just catch the ball.
Just catch it.
I'm going into our own end zone, and had I dropped it, you might be looking at something totally different. So my main priority was just to catch the ball, and once I caught it and turned around, I had about three or four guys of mine on my side. Yeah. John knew where the ball was. He was maybe the
only one to
kind of like, oh, it's over here. But he couldn't do nothing about it. So, and that's the first punt return I ever caught. You know, I never really – got into being a punt returner, so that was cool.
Batting 1,000, huh? That's a good way.
So, Lofa, you're here on behalf of your company, Zone In, CBD stuff, and you got Stedman in on it as well. And I think that's kind of the big business now. You're seeing a lot of the former athletes that are getting into the CBD and everything. Howard, you said your wife uses it. I've used it. So I had knee surgery back in June, and I've toyed around with a lot of different things to work on it, and I've tried the CBD as well for a number of things. So what got you involved in
it? Do you like it?
I have found pain-wise, it didn't help me. It helped me, though, sleep better.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I found it helped me with that.
I'd be interested to know if you're taking an isolate versus a broad or a full spectrum, because there's the difference. Is it just the compound?
Yeah.
Isolate CBD could, in high doses, could make you, it can promote sedative effects, so it can make you tired. But, with our products, it's a lower milligram, 15 milligrams in the capsule or the tincture, and it just, like the name is Zone In, it just puts you in the moment. Mm-hmm. And so I found out about it. My journey started about 3 years ago. Left football. My career started off great, but it was shortened drastically by injuries, 10 surgeries, 15-plus concussions. Just largely limped away from the game, not feeling like myself. Got into the industry about 6 years ago, almost been about a half decade, 6 years ago now, bought some real estate. And then I just kept hearing things. And I was like, it's too good to be true, too good to be true. Well, I'm here today to say that it's not too good to be true. And that's what prompted me to start, co-found this movement in my own company, CBD.
And Stedman, how did you get, we know your history. We know what happened to you that cut your what all did you play around with, or I guess try, before you got involved with CBD?
Opioids. I was prescribed a few different opioids by doctors, and just from what I was going through, they said that it'll make me feel better, and basically, I'll be okay. But truth be told, those opioids really only made matters worse for me in terms of mental health. The side effects that come with some of these opioids are extremely harsh, and when you think they're making you better, it's actually making you worse. So I started to kind of go through different things from a mental health standpoint, mood swings, depression, anxiety, PTSD, all these things were off the chart for me. And like I say, opioids weren't getting the job done. If anything, it just made matters worse, and it's kind of sent my life spiraling down. And I started to have erotic behavior, just kind of acting in a way that I know is not me, my wife knows, and my son as well. So it got to a point where, my wife was like, hey, you need to kind of go get some help. And I, started to go seek some psychological treatment and had a psychiatrist, a psychologist that I used to go see, once a week, and just talk to those guys about what I was going through. But that only helped for the time being of just being in the presence of them. And after I leave those meetings, it's kind of back to reality. Up until the point that I got a chance to say, I want to try something that's a little more natural and holistic. And, you think about the cannabis plant, which that's another thing that kind of helps me out. with things that I've been battling. But CBD is what's been the game changer for me. And once I got a chance to try some full spectrum CBD, I instantly noticed a change, a positive change with me just getting back to my normal self. And, you know, that was really big for me. You know, like I said, I'm a husband, I'm a father, and those people, my wife, son, they count on me to be who I am every day. And when I was going through those things, stuff was, you know, really rough. And like I say, just getting a chance to try full spectrum CBD, it changed my life around. And just experiencing that change, I wanted to immediately be an advocate for CBD and just kind of help as much as I can speak about it and let people know what it's done for me and what it can possibly do for them as well. And Lofa's the same.
It's always amazed me, when I say always, in the last few years, that knowing what opioids can do, that the NFL has continued to fight this whole CBD issue, and always ties it to collective bargaining. Oh, well, if we're going to do that, then you have to give up something. I've always said, no, you should be doing this because it's the right thing to do, especially when you espouse player safety and player health so much, and yet you're fine. Okay, yeah, take pain pills, take opioids, take this stuff. Maybe get addicted to it. That's all right, all well and good, but they just wait and wait and wait on something like this that seems to be a pretty darn good answer. I've never understood why the NFL looks at it that way.
Well, you know, we're still fighting the stigma. You know, you say hemp, and even though it is of the cannabis genus, you know, people say, oh, it's weed. To an extent, but the other three letters, THC, the varying amounts, that's the difference between the two.
Right.
That's why, even fighting the stigma, we named it Zone In, which, you know, is, you know, positive psychology, play on the zone, you know, flow state, totally immersed in the moment. Everybody knows about the zone. And so we even named it that way to combat the stigma that we're facing. And so I think they're still a little hamstrung with the, you know, federally THC is not illegal, you know. And so I can understand that point. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. It's how it's always tied to a new CBA. And, oh, we'll talk about it. But they did come out and say they're going to discuss CBD
next negotiation.
For the next negotiation as a replacement for pain management. So I'm excited, you know, about that, you know, just that. We're going to see longer careers, you know, some records fall because people are in the zone. It's going to be incredible.
I will say, I see on here you guys are coming out with the new the rub.
Topical,
the Russell. I've used that before. I really did like that. I used that on my knee as soon as it.
I will send you one.
So, really? Thank you so much. I am out. Yeah, I had two that I was that I had sent to me. I do a wrestling podcast, and they were one of the sponsors, and they sent us stuff, and I'm out of it, actually. So, yes, absolutely. I'll take you up on that.
Timing is everything.
Yeah.
ZoneInCBD.com
is the website, ZoneInCBD.com.
Yeah, and the one thing, too, is that, like with anything, now all these companies and all these people are rushing to do it. Mm-hmm. People have to do research to find out what is the best. I mean, what is in it? Is it pure? Is it this?
Yep.
Is it that? Because just like the supplement sometimes guys
Absolutely.
Take and they're tainted with this, and all of a sudden a guy fails a test
yeah.
or something like that. That you really have to be careful in terms of people of knowing, hey, you know, what you are putting into your or on your body.
Thoroughly vetted the lab that we have partnered with. They check all the boxes in terms of quality. Certificate analysis on every batch and every product that goes out. That is linked to our website, so you can all look up every batch that you have. And so you have peace of mind knowing you got quality product and what's on the label is in the product. The lab's cGMP certified, so current good manufacturing practices. RX certified, so pharmaceutical grade. And they are FDA-approved facilities, so they get audited by the FDA twice a year.
Lofa Tatupu, Stedman Bailey, thank you guys so much for sitting down with us and joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, fellas.